Romeo and Juliet, Samson and Delilah. Baby, you can bet a love they couldn't deny. My words say split, but my words stay lie. 'Cause when we kiss, ooh, fire. Driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. And
I'm Marie Michelle.
This may be a very important phone call, so I should take it right away.
You should take it. Yes, even if it's not important.
Yes, we'll take it. MFO, you're on the air.
Yeah, can I request two songs by Patsy Cline?
You can. Will I play them? That's the question. Huh?
And the second one is I Fall to Pieces.
Crazy and I Fall to Pieces. Okay.
Yes, by Patsy Cline.
Maybe that was something about the woman. Something.
Was that a request for something about the woman?
Yes. Patsy Cline.
Okay. I'll pass that along.
And I Fall to Pieces.
I'll pass that along to Something About the Woman. You have now entered a Crash Course for the Ravers. If I can find like punk versions of those,
I'm
I'll
sure
play
you can.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look up something like that, sir. Okay. Thank you. Ah, yes. We are a Crash Course for the Ravers now. Of Liz's Something About the Woman. And we have a guest coming in, Kenny Highland.
Ken Kaiser.
The Prez. A broomstick. He's got many nicknames. He'll have to ask about all of them. Other people might be popping in. We'll see.
Okay. This is a surprise to me, too.
Yeah, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers variety 3 hours. And, of course, I'm Brian Young. That's Marie Michelle. Went to a great show down at the Midway last night.
Yeah, you've been raving about it all morning.
Jamaica Plain. Oh, it was a great time. I was dancing the whole time. Started with Richie Parsons. Then they had Muck and the Myers. Real Kids. Then they sounded phenomenal. And then this great band came over from France. Badass Mother Fuzzers. Ha! You thought I was going to slip up there, didn't you? No. Yeah, they sounded great, and they gave me a CD because, of course, I said I would play it if they gave me one, and let's check it out, huh? So, yeah, Kenny and Kenny coming up.
Yep.
And more. We'll let you know as they come in. If anyone shows up, who knows? The roads
weather.
Are kind of messy
the
out there.
I know.
We can take your requests, too. Just please don't make it Patsy Cline. 855-915-9636. This is Badass Mother Fuzzers.
iPhone. Let's go, Jenny, Jenny, Jenny. We reach the hall. We rock around the clock and really have fun. You're so high. Yeah, 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 that will pop. Yeah, 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 that will slap. Rock it out to the strong.
WMFO in Medford. And yeah, we just saw Ken Kaiser. He's bringing his equipment in. So they're going to be playing tunes, singing songs. I'm sure it's going to be stuff from, I don't know, Africa Core and Hopelessly Obscure. And, Kenny Highland. I hope Gizmo's stuff. And I know they're in a lot of bands. I can't even remember the names of. I mean, I've heard them rattle them off before.
Right.
They'll do it again, though, I'm sure. They'll tell you all the bands they've been in. It's going to be great. And hopefully they brought a lot of stuff, I hope. I know Ken Kaiser said he was going to bring, like, a care package of goodies for us. So.
Oh, really?
Stuff to play
presents
on this show. And, yeah, I'm sure they probably have so much stuff that we wouldn't fit it all in, but we're definitely going to get it all. Whatever they have on CD, I'll get in the MFO system.
Yeah,
so
be all set there.
Yeah.
Right at our fingertips.
Right on. I've been meaning to play Steve Conte's CD he sent to me. I believe, wasn't that Michael Monroe's guitarist?
It says he was a former lead guitarist of the New York Dolls. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So he played with the Dolls after, you know. Yeah, probably
see.
More recently. I thought he was with Michael Monroe.
I don't see that here on the Wikipedia page.
Well, I talked to him for a little bit online, and he ended up sending me a CD. He's got a new CD with all cover songs, and it's really good, actually.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Steve Conte, and yeah, he plays something like this. Find out exactly, you know, I know his name, it's just I wasn't sure. He's played with the Dolls, though, huh?
Oh, Michael Monroe Band. I'm sorry.
Right.
It is right here. Michael Monroe Band. There's a lot listed. Billy Squire.
Steve
Conte
cool.
and the Crazy. Company of Wolves.
Let's play some Squire. Yeah. And was he with the Dolls, though? Really? You read that?
Yeah, it says right on the Wikipedia page. Yeah, former lead guitarist. Doesn't say. It probably does say what year, but I'd have to scan all the
It
way
had
down.
To be recent, yeah.
Yeah.
That's way cool, though. Very cool, Steve Conte. And, yeah, his new stuff sounds cool, too. Well, his new old stuff, because it's covers. I mean, you guys all heard me play this. Not by Steve Conte, though.
Need a love to keep me happy. I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Something else. something else.
And I'm here to watch you do.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, a real long block there because we're getting situated. We got guests here. They're moving instruments around. And yes, I do have with us at the moment, we have Kenneth Kaiser and Kenny Highland. What are you guys going by? Kenny and Kenny?
Kenny and Kenny. We're the Kennys.
Actually, I like it the way that Carl Bianacucci said it. The Kens with a Z.
The Kens. The Kens.
I like that. The Kens.
Oh, kind of like the Fens.
Yeah. Bravo Bianacucci. Ti amo Bianacucci.
Right on. And Michael Quirk joins us too. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, very good.
So what's going on, guys? What brings you together today? I mean, you've been together since 1977.
Today is the actual date of our anniversary of meeting on February 11th, Friday, 1977.
Nice. And what was that meeting about? I mean, like, were you going to school together? What happened?
No.
What happened?
It involves the NSA.
How old were you?
I was 20.
I was 19.
Okay.
Kenny was in the Marines.
Yeah.
My friend was in the Marines, and he kept coming back on leave and telling me in 1976 about this guy that I have to meet. And he likes all the same music that I like. He likes the Ramones. He likes Kiss. He likes Iggy. And I'm like, there are no Marines that like that. Stop making up these stories. But finally, he convinced me.
So I was a piece of fiction then. I was like legend before you met me.
Yeah, this is like Sasquatch. He doesn't exist.
But well, I do. I got a big. I got a size 13. So the big feet size means 13. Big sneakers.
Wow. There's some shoes to fill.
There's some girls in the room. Kenny's such a gentleman.
Not only is that water cold, but it's deep.
I saw Kenny was about to like say something bad, and he looked at the girls first.
No, not change.
Hey, actually, by day, I'm a mailman, so I'm always pushing the envelope.
All right.
Oh, boom, boom.
Okay, so go ahead.
So then finally this Marine came up, and, you know, we had to get permission from my parents for him to sleep on the couch. And I meet him, and he's as scary as could be. I ask him, so you're a rock star. Why did you join the Marines? Why did you join the Marines, Kenny?
Because I wanted to kill people.
He says, because I wanted to kill people. So I'm like, oh, I'm glad he's sleeping on our couch with my mother and my father and my sister and my dog. This is going to work out great.
I still had a hair across my tuchus about my dad getting blown up in Vietnam, so I was like ready to go back.
Were your parents cool, Kenny? I mean, like...
They started out being very understanding, and it's like, finally, he's doing something with the... himself and making friends and getting out of the house. It's very nice. But as the band went along, when we met, we didn't have any girlfriends. But 6 months later, we all had girlfriends. Then we started bringing them
over. We played Cantones, that's why.
So is Kenny basically living with you, Kenny?
No, he was in the Marines. He could only come up on leave on maybe every third or fourth weekend.
Okay. Like Elvis.
And he would hitchhike up from NSA headquarters, Fort Meade, Maryland, where he was protecting the nation's secrets.
While this skinny-ass college kid was there living at home.
Yeah.
Not serving his country.
No.
Kenny's the reason Carter never had to fire a bullet during his term of office.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you're going to be here with us all day. I'm sure you have plenty of stories. You're going to play some stuff with us.
40 years worth of tales.
Name the biggest bands you guys have been in, so you know we'll get an idea of. I'll get an idea of what I should put up here to.
Oh, that'd be Africa Core and Hopelessly Obscure.
Right, and then there was Gizmos.
Oh, the Gizmos, yeah.
Kenny was a gizmo for hire.
For a few days.
Yeah, for one tour.
So those are the three bands, basically, I got to look at today, or you got more stuff?
Then all of a sudden, it's like I turn 30 and I don't exist, you know, so.
Well, there's Kenny Highland Clan, too.
Yep, that's true.
I think
true.
We have that on vinyl over here.
You have that? Yeah, Kenny's not on that record, neither is Mike, but it's still a good record.
I was in the Beachmasters, Moose and the Mud Bugs. Hi, Moose, how you doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're in all sorts of stuff.
There's a certain Kiss song we have to sing to one of our audience
members. Oh, I didn't learn it.
You gonna do that one?
You just have to.
You
do
know which one it is.
A cappella.
I'm just guessing it's probably for someone named Beth.
Oh, he's a smart. Listening,
yeah.
Am I right?
Hey, he's no Seagal. He's no Schmagegi.
He's no Schmagegi.
He's no Schmagegi. Yep.
Well, you guys, you gonna set up, play something for us in a bit.
We'll tune up and we'll be ready to go.
He doesn't have his cop off his tuchus.
Oi.
Speak Yiddish.
You also brought Julie G with you, huh?
Yeah, G Julie's here in the house.
Say hi.
She says she's a big Mott the Hoople fan. So we'll get some live Mott going, okay?
I wanted to do a cover band called Mott the Highland. Oh. So any
we'll
takers?
On that.
We're going to work on that?
I'd be part of that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can't play much, but.
Well, actually, I have I got part-timers when it comes to lyrics. Like, unless I wrote it,
yeah,
I start freestyling.
I can be a backup singer.
Oh, a golden age of rock and roll. Yeah.
Once I get the...
Let's play this one. I got this one tuned up. Okay, we're going to... you guys are going to set up. We'll play some tunes.
All right.
Tell some more stories.
Oh, boy.
We'll take requests to 855-915-9636. Here's Martha Hoople for Julie G. It's MFO.
Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. I'm wearing stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks. I'm Freddy's got spots from ripping off the star. From his thighs, a funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, sighing with juvenile delinquent rats.
All the way to Broadway.
Hey, somebody-